Now I'm checking audio just because I forgot about the pre-roll. Anyway, let's see. Probably bring it a little closer to my face, which means I'll probably have to bump this up just a tad, right about there. That feels better. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Atlas, Normandy, welcome to the show. My name is Austin, and I'm alone. Yeah, that's just kind of how that works. Last weekend was kind of busy. I ended up actually working all weekend, and then we had some major cleaning to go on at home because depression is a thing, let me tell you. But I couldn't just let the show slide, so I was like, screw it, I'm going to do it by myself. And we're gonna see how this goes. Already we're starting off to great start. My watch is going off. But anyway, hi, hello, welcome to the show. My name is Austin. This is Nobody's Asking, and I guess I was supposed to actually phrase that as welcome to the show. It's weird not having a response to that. It really is. But that's fine, though, because today we are getting excited because on Saturday, that's right, 2 days from now, up in Mishawaka at the Smokestack Brew, we are going to have Rock the Rescue. And if you've been following the show for a while, you'll know that there has been a massive lineup change. Shalicide, the headliner of the entire event, did have to pull out because they're singing. Eric, and probably something like that. I don't know. Watch their live feed. They explain it. But they did come into contact with somebody who has COVID, and Eric did, in fact, test positive for COVID. So out of the interest in being completely safe, especially because Shalicide is one of those bands that wants to hang out with all of their fans, they did decide to go ahead and pull from the event so that Eric can recover and they can get back to doing what they love to do. But anyway, in replacement of Shalicide, we have Scotty Austin from Thrash the Brand, otherwise known as the touring vocalist for the band Saving Abel up until about a month ago, not even, honestly. But yeah, so Scotty Austin, he's going to be up playing with his band called Thrash the Brand. I hear they're working on new music, and this is the first I've actually heard of it, and it's actually really refreshing because when he was in Saving Abel, he only did like one song with them. And so it's actually really cool to hear like his original work and to kind of I'm excited to get to see, you know, the musician side of Scotty Austin as opposed to the quirky dudes getting up on stage and singing a bunch of Saving Abel songs, because he certainly was quirky, but he made it so much fun, and Saving Abel really was a treat to see. So, but of course, Saving Abel's back with their original lead singer. We have a ton to get to, and so much that I can't talk about it at all, but we are going to be spotlighting some of the bands, not all of the bands, coming this Saturday, starting with this band. They are out of Niles, Michigan, and I absolutely love that they have, they've been, you know, keeping us updated with their releases, such as this song. So let's get the show started. This band is a band called Autumn Academy. Like I said, they are from Niles, Michigan, and they're going to be playing up at Smokestack Brew for Rock the Rescue. And yeah, this song is called Dreamcatcher, and welcome to the show. Jupiter in July, Malleable, Nobody's Asking, WELT, welcome back to the show. Got there, something like that, I don't know. Again, this is going to be a little bit of a different show because I am doing this alone, and I am doing this at 11 o'clock last night, so, you know, go me, procrastinating and whatnot. It's been an interesting week, let me just say that. So, a little background, though, in case you haven't listened to the show, if this is your first time listening to the show, like I said, we're Nobody's Asking, we're from Fort Wayne, Indiana, of course, because, you know, we're on WELT. We're also a podcast, so this podcast is actually going to be a little different because it's probably going to be way shorter because I put the songs in place and I gave myself like a section of space to talk in. And so it's not going to be as carefree as the podcasts usually are, but I am going to try to make it at least enjoyable. So there is that. But anyway, so yeah, we're a 2-hour rock and metal program. Airs on WELT 95.7 FM every Thursday night from 9 to 11. And then the podcast version, which basically just gets rid of all the music and is the completely uncensored and almost unedited version of this radio show. Like I said, it gets rid of the music. It's completely uncensored. So, you know, fair warning to those who need it. And it's just me and my husband talking about something. Like we end up killing like an hour and a half just sitting here talking. Part of that hour and a half is the podcast exclusive bit, which is our weekly Reddit reading. And I will be doing that because this is going to be cut together for the podcast. So I will be doing that a little later in the show. If you're listening to the radio show, you're not going to hear it because, again, it is a podcast exclusive. So moving forward, like I said, like I said at the beginning of the show, we're spotlighting the Rock the Rescue event up in Mishawaka, Indiana at the Smokestack Brew. It is a charity for animal shelters in the area run by our good friends from Music for a Cause. My husband and I are also in a band called To Breathe Again, and we played a show with them, for Music for a Cause, got there, back in April, and it was a lot of fun. Larry's such a good dude. He actually came to our wedding, which was super awesome, and if you don't know about our wedding, go listen to the podcast. It's on all of the podcasting apps, including Apple Podcasts. We finally got it back up, so there's that going for it, and we are still caught up as of 11 o'clock last night, so we should be good there. Rock the Rescue, it's huge festival going on at the Smokestack Brew this Saturday. A couple of the bands, actually a handful of the bands, are going to be here in town. It's going to be in New Haven at Carl's Tavern tomorrow night starting at 9. So if you want to get a little bit of a preview, maybe you're like, oh, you know, a concert, you know, get away from the city, get away from life for the weekend, and you kind of want to know what to expect, Carl's Tavern tomorrow, we have Lines of Loyalty, who's going to be at Rock the Rescue. We have, let's see, who else was on that bill? There was a couple others on the bill, and Normandy just got added, which you heard at the beginning of the show following the Scotty Austin band song. Normandy's going to be there. Lines of Loyalty is going to be there, and it's going to be a great time. And then actually on Saturday, again, Lines of Loyalty, Normandy, Thrash the Brand, which is Scotty Austin's original band. Of course, he was just previously playing with Saving Abel, and now that the original singer Jared is back with Saving Abel, he is on to do his own thing, and that includes filling in for Shalicide, who had to sadly drop out due to COVID. Moving on, though, these guys are some great friends of mine. I actually just saw last Friday, if you're not familiar with our band, we actually just announced our lineup last Friday. I actually went and seen them play in their other band, the former guitarist for this band, who is going to be playing with them on Saturday, was there playing some of his originals acoustic, which was super cool to see. And I guarantee you he's going to have a good time on Saturday, so I hope to see some people out there. This band is a band out of Muncie. They're called 6 Feet to Salvation, and this is easily one of my favorite songs from them as of recently. I am super looking forward to see where they go from there. But this band is called 6 Feet to Salvation. The song is called Dear God. We will be right back. Normandy again with Andromeda. Nobody's Asking, WELT. Welcome back to the show. They are going to be up at Rock the Rescue this Saturday at Smokestack Brew alongside Lines of Loyalty, alongside 6 Feet to Salvation, alongside Jupiter in July. There's so many bands. There's 20 bands that are going to be up there, and we're only cracking like a little bit of it. We heard Thrash the Brand, which again, Scotty Austin, formerly now of Saving Abel, Scotty Austin's original work, so that's going to be super exciting, and actually getting to, you know, kind of check it out this week, gearing up for this spotlight show. Yeah, I'm super excited to see. I'm excited to see what he's got. I'm excited to see him do something besides sing Saving Abel song. Saving Abel songs. Got there. So that will be super exciting. We have again Normandy, who are always super fun. They've been putting out some singles. They have an album coming out with an album release party featuring Shallow Side. So hopefully Shallow Side's doing well by them, because that will be super dope. Because they're, you know, they have Normandy has Shallow Side at their album release party. It blows my mind. It's super awesome. Moving forward, though, Normandy, super excited for them. Like I said, we have Jupiter in July, Lines of Loyalty, who I'm just now discovering. They're super awesome. They're going to be at them and Normandy, are along with a few other bands, are going to be at Carl's Tavern over in New Haven tomorrow night at 9. So if you want a bit of a sneak preview of the Rock the Rescue, got there, lineup, then that'll be super cool. And that's a super fun thing to do. Plus, Carl's Tavern wings are fantastic. Okay, I'm just throwing that out there, my personal opinion, it does not reflect the state of WELT or the affiliates. I'm just saying they have some fantastic actual wings, because don't get me wrong, I love me some nuggets, but actual wings that, you know, you have to get your hands a little messy to eat, yeah, those are pretty good. So we are at the end of the hour. Thank you very much for hanging in here. This might sound a little bit of a little bit like a weird show, especially if you've listened to the show in any sort of recent timing. That's a phrase that I just said. I don't know. But if you've been listening to the show over the last few months, you'll know that I normally do this with my husband, Scotty, who is also my guitar player, who is also my husband, who is also, you know, just kind of the everything. He's taught me so much about, doing my own radio show from home so that, you know, I can still, you know, keep current, you know. That's super dope. But unfortunately he's not able to make it this weekend when we normally do the podcast on my Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/austinwired7. Hopefully we will be back on Sunday live streaming our normal podcast, and you know, things can go back to normal. But until then, we are going to be heading into a bit of a break. If you're listening to the radio show, you're going to hear some PSAs about the other programs on WELT. And if you're listening to the podcast, you're going to hear a spot for anchor.fm, which is where we upload all of our podcasts and how they get onto all the platforms, including Apple Podcasts, including Spotify, Pocket Casts, you name it. The major ones and everything. So super dope. Anyway, taking us out, I've kind of spotlighted them a little heavily on this show, and we have some bigger spotlights because we're going to be getting into some of the bigger acts in the next hour for Rock the Rescue again this Saturday up at Smokestack Brew in Mishawaka, Indiana. It's a big benefit charity event. Benefiting, yeah, there we go, got there. It's a big charity event benefiting local animal shelters up in that area. Music for a Cause is behind it. They have been doing some great work, doing their best to put on some shows and get some of the local acts involved. There's a ton of local acts. Other bands include Fell Advent, which are local to here. Just so many, like, you just have to go to Nobody's Asking WELT on Facebook. Nobody asked WELT on Twitter. Nobody's Asking WELT on Instagram. Hopefully, I don't know, maybe I'll have something up there. but it's also a great way to keep up with the show. And, you know, they were kind enough to ask if we wanted to, you know, help them promote the show. And, I can do whatever I can because, you know, it's a great cause. And I'm also all for, you know, benefiting animals because I firmly believe myself, not anyone here at WELT, although I'm sure there's a couple individuals that do, I firmly believe that animals are far better than human beings. And you can quote me on that. Taking us out of the hour, though, like I said, we will be back with some of the bigger names on the bill this Saturday coming up. It's in 2 days. And, it's late enough now. It's probably, it's in 1 day, because, you know, if you're listening to this ideally, you're going to be listening to the next hour, hopefully, and then you're going to go to sleep, and all of a sudden, Saturday's just going to be one day away, and it's just like, man, that's insane. Moral of the story, I spotlighted them because I've been missing them, and again, they do have their record coming out in October, I think on October 9th, because that is the date of their album release party down in Indianapolis, where they are from, and they also have Shallowside headlining, which is super dope. I think I said that twice in this break, so there's that going for me. This band is called Normandy. This song goes so hard, like, I wasn't even ready even when I was recording the music for this show. The song goes so hard. This song is called Vanguard, and we will be right back after this PSA break. And welcome back to the podcast version of the show. We're doing this a little bit differently. Normally, we do it kind of towards the end, usually towards Emo Corner, but we're not even doing that bit in the set tonight. Of course, we're talking about the big Rock the Rescue event going on tomorrow. I can say that because you are specifically the podcast. So if you are listening on the day that this comes out, it came out at noon today, Friday, August 20th, then you'll know that tomorrow, August 21st, up in Mishawaka is the big Rock the Rescue event featuring Kingdom Collapse, featuring A War Within, featuring Scotty Austin and Trash the Brand, featuring a bunch of locals, many of them friends. You got Normandy, you have 6 Feet to Salvation, you have Lines of Loyalty, who are some new friends of mine. They're not local, they're from Wisconsin, but I'm super excited to see them. If you listened to the radio show, then you heard them in the first hour. If you didn't know that I'm a radio show, I'm actually not just a radio show. Myself and my husband are a radio show. My name is Austin, my husband's name is Scotty, and we do this radio show thing over on WELT 95.7 FM. It also airs on WELTFM.org. You can go to that website and you can listen live to the station, and you can also go to the calendar where you can actually listen to any of the programs. You can listen to 2 weeks of programming from every single program that airs on WELT. It is exciting as fuck, let me tell you. This is also the podcast. So the podcast is, you know, the podcast I can be, you know, a little raunchy, especially when we get up to this part of the podcast. This part is called the weekly ready reading, and I'm gonna adjust my mic, so I'm sorry, adjust it so that I can sit up and I can actually talk and, you know, be like a normal human being or whatever, and hopefully this doesn't sound terrible. So yes, this is the weekly Reddit reading. I have a Trulies in my hand. This isn't a sponsor, I just figured I'd let you know that way when I go fucking rip it, well, you know what I'm drinking. These are pretty dope. I work at a hotel, and, you know, some people decide that they just don't want the alcohol that they brought with them, so they leave it behind, and lately, I've been the one that's been like, I'll take that, thank you. This is also very different doing by myself. Normally, like I said, I have Scotty with me, who is my husband and my guitar player. We just announced our full official member lineup. Super excited to have Drew Bontempo and Lake Coble as part of the band. You can go to breatheband.com. There we go. And yeah, you can go to breatheband.com, find out when we're playing. We are playing a show October 31st at Pierre's in Stan's room, opening up for our good friends in Blacktop Mojo. I'm super excited to do that. I'm excited to hang out with them. I've never, like, truly hung out with them, so it is going to be super cool to, like, actually meet them, and, you know, get to talk to them and hopefully, you know, leave an impression, because that is, of course, the, you know, that's the goal, you know, to when you're playing shows. Anyway, I digress. This is the weekly Reddit reading. This is a part where I cold read a Reddit post on r/AmI the Asshole. Usually this is done by Greg, but Scotty, Because Scotty is his professional name, but he's not here, so guess what? I get to do it. And I found one. This is going to be, so I'm going to cold read this, I'm going to talk a little bit about it, and then we're going to get back to the regular show where I'm going to talk about, A War Within, and I'm going to talk about Kingdom Collapse, and then we're going to hear more from Scotty, Austin, and the... and Thrash the Band. Thrash the Brand. There we go. Got there. But anyway, moving on. This is the weekly Reddit reading from Am I the Asshole for saying I don't want to do gifts anymore with my family because they come out because they come with conditions that I only find out about later. My parents have a habit of giving a gift and then later adding conditions on. I'll give a couple examples. I got a gift card for the mall at Christmas. Thought it was just a gift, but then weeks later, I'd made plans of. This is what happens when I read things. So hang on, I'm actually going to put my mic down so I can actually read this. There we go, something like that. I got a gift card for the mall at Christmas. Thought it was just a gift, but then weeks later, after I had made plans of how to spend the money, sports gear, my parents said the first thing I needed to buy was school supplies for the spring, then I could use the rest on fun stuff. Then after that, I would need to buy clothes for school to replace the clothes I bought, to replace the clothes I thought were fine, but then I could spend the rest on myself. After that, this is already off to a great start. I got a gift card for the mall at Christmas. Thought it was just a gift, but then weeks later, after I had made plans of how to spend the money, sports gear, my parents said the first thing I needed to buy was school supplies for the spring, then I could use the rest on fun stuff. Then, after that, I'd need to buy clothes for school to replace the clothes I thought were fine, but then I could spend the rest on myself. After they made me buy all that, nothing was left. I felt like all I got for Christmas was the hassle of being made to go out and buy things I don't want. When I get gifts for my birthday, my parents held it over my head, like to say that on a family vacation, I'd be the childcare for my siblings, nieces, and nephews, or else they'd take back the phone and hockey gear I got as a gift. When I asked for money for a school trip, my parents gave it to me, but then told me a month later that I had to miss a game to help my dad with housework to repay them for paying for the trip. I find it frustrating when a gift comes with secret conditions that I don't find out till weeks or months later. It feels less like a gift and more like a favor to call in later, or something to hold over my head. So when my birthday was coming up this year, my mom asked me what I wanted, and I said I'd rather skip gifts with the family. My mom asked why, and I told her that I think gifts, at least the way our family has done them, are more stressful than nice. It seems like they treat gifts as something with conditions, but aren't clear what those conditions are when they're offering a gift. So then it feels like signing a contract that I wasn't allowed to read when I accepted a gift. I have no idea what I'll owe, and for the next few weeks or months, I'll be waiting for the other shoe to drop. I told her I'd rather skip the family party and the gift giving and just do something chill with my friends. My mom was upset with me saying stuff about tradition and how she doesn't do that, and that I was cherry picking frustrations when most gifts aren't like that. I said I felt like it was more often than not. She told my dad about the conversation, and he was really upset with me, saying I was being ungrateful and that when I was living under his roof, there were going to be conditions. I can't just go do whatever I want whenever. I said, okay, but I'd rather not have those conditions be linked to gift giving and holidays because it makes holidays an unpleasant time for me. And that he can have his rules, but he can't make anyone take a gift if they've decided they don't want to accept gifts. I was grounded for talking back like that. Am I the asshole for having told my parents no birthday gifts? And this is normally where Scotty and I discuss it. Obviously, Scotty's not here. I sent him the link because he is currently at work right now. I sent him the link, and he did say that, you know, no, probably not the asshole, but I don't think he actually read the article. After reading the article, so I picked this one because anyone who knows us knows that we are huge Gilmore Girls fans, and the reason I picked that one straight up is because I was like, that sounds like an Emily Gilmore kind of thing to do. So, reaction to that, because that's what we do with the weekly Reddit readings, where you cold read them, and then we give our honest reactions to it. No, definitely not the asshole. For the simple fact that You're absolutely correct. Gift giving should not be conditional. Especially if it's, you know, that's just straight up manipulation. Like, how are you going to make someone feel bad because you got them something that they didn't expressly ask for? Like, what sense does that make? You know, if you're going to give a gift, the right thing to do, you know, humanistically at least, the right thing to do would just to be to give them the gift. Like, gift giving shouldn't be something that, you know, comes with a, I'll do this for you, but you owe me one. And especially, like, I mean, if that's the case, then that needs to be something that is talked about at the gift giving, if not before. If you are giving, and I liken this to when you're out at a bar, okay? You're out at a bar with some friends. I've had this happen to me, where went out to a bar. It wasn't my 21st, but it was the first time I had gone to this bar because I was finally 21, so I could go. So I went to this bar and with one of my friends from work, and you know, we were going up to the bar. It was Wednesday, and if you know anything about Wednesdays, you know where quarter beer used to be. And so went up to the bar. My friend turned around and looked at me and said, Bud Light, because at the time that's what I drank. And so I said, yeah. And she turned around and just got it for me. There was no, can you spot me? Because let's be real, I had a quarter. Like, it's fine. I'm 21. I'm absolutely ready to, you know, have some beers. I think that's okay. But yeah, so, you know, that was a thing. And then like a week later, said person was like complaining that, like, that person was complaining that I didn't pay her back or I didn't offer to buy her a beer. Like, that was not in the deal. You turned around and offered me a Bud Light. I was like, okay, yeah, sure, thank you. And it's a quarter. Like, it's really not that big of a deal. So that's kind of like the thing is, you know, if you're going to offer somebody something and you're not going to have that conversation with them first, or you're not going to have that conversation with them at that time, then there is no obligation for them to repay you unless they themselves decide, hey, I will repay you. Obviously, if it's a big, you know, if it's a grand gesture, like they loaned you money so that you could like make rent, you know, any normal human being, or at least, you know, semi-decent human being, I think, would, you know, take that as, thank you so much, you're saving my ass, I will repay you either monetarily, or I will do some sort of grand gesture to say, you know, to show appreciation. Whereas this, it's, you know, it's the obligatory gift giving. It's, you know, Christmas, birthdays, you know, what do you want for your birthday? I don't know. I made it this far. Like, let's see where I go from here, I guess. You know, and like, which, you know, shows you how terrible I've become at, like, you know, what do you want for your birthday? I'm like, I don't know, you to still be in my life. Thank you. you know, or Christmas, but I also love gift giving myself. So there's that too. So yeah, definitely OP, not the asshole. Just stop being entitled, you know, to the family, but also just to anybody. Like, stop thinking that you're entitled to things, because let's be completely real. And I must preface this, I've been prefacing this all night, these are the opinions of myself. They are in no way related to or influenced by WELT or Friends of the Library, the Allen County Public Library, or anyone that is, you know, invested in WELT and making WELT what it is. These are definitely just my personal opinions, especially here, because this is the podcast. This doesn't go on the radio show. But, you know, there's no reason for us as human beings to look at somebody else as, what can I gain from them? That's awful. Like, this is a really terrible way to look at things. Like, and, you know, and I know I'm, you know, kind of speaking to, you know, a minority here, or speaking from a minority, because, you know, that really is how it works. And, you know, even the things that I love doing, like, and the things that I wanted to, you know, we want to be, you know, a band touring arenas, lighting off fireworks inside buildings, you know, all while playing music to that. And, you know, there's a little bit of give and take, and I understand that, but there has to be a way to do it without sacrificing, you know, being a human being and understanding that you are affecting another human being's lives, especially if they're paying money for you to affect their lives. That sense of entitlement just needs to, you know, it needs to chill, you know? It needs to just kind of... Yeah, it just needs to chill. Like, we don't owe anybody anything that they did not earn and or ask for in advance. You know, obviously, if you come to an agreement with somebody, that's where the obligation starts. But if you're just doing something nice, then that doesn't automatically mean that that person owes you nice back. Because you can't, you just can't guarantee that kind of reciprocation. So, you know, just kind of, you know, take that as you will. Obviously, especially with, you know, these cold reads, we're only reading, you know, we're mostly only reading the post. If it gets a little confusing, we go through, you know, Scotty might go through the comments and, you know, and see kind of how the reactions have been. This post seemed pretty straightforward, but of course, this is only one side of the coin. So, you know, you do kind of have to take that with a little bit of a grain of salt, which is, you know, it's to be expected. I mean, these, you know, it's the internet, people can say whatever they want. But, you know, the principle within the post is, you know, that person in that situation, definitely not an asshole. And, you know, don't expect things from people that you guys didn't already agree on. Okay? That is going to conclude the Reddit reading for today. We do that every podcast. Again, a podcast exclusive. Just because we, you know, A, sometimes the post can get a little... hard to clean up for the radio. And sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes I get a little hard to clean up for the radio. And, you know, and if I do say things that are offensive, I do definitely apologize. It is not, you know, my goal. I'm not sitting here trying to, you know, light fires because that is not a thing that I do. But I also do have some, you know, pretty set standards as far as what I expect out of myself and what I expect out of people just from a human being standpoint. And, you know, there's also, like, I mean, stereotypes exist for a reason. Not that they need to, you know, it sucks that they do exist, but they do exist. And it's not, you know, it's not necessarily a good thing or a bad thing. It's just a thing that exists. And, you know, if you fit the stereotype, you fit the stereotype. If you don't, you don't. And this is what happens when we do anything, is I ramble on about things. Moral of the story, be a good human being. Don't expect things that you did not already agree to expect. Okay, let's get back to the show. In Ghosts Defeat Nobody's Asking WELT, welcome back to Nobody's Asking. This is the second hour of the radio show that you're listening to. Or if you're listening to the podcast, it's Friday or any day, really, because the podcast goes up Fridays at noon. Anyway, they are not, unfortunately, they are not on the bill. But, you know, if I'm going to have one band, one of our, you know, our stable bands that we play every show, I would rather do In Ghosts because they have a new song coming out. We keep talking about this every single week, but they do have a new song coming out eventually. And it's supposed to be even more emo and, you know, aggressive. And I'm just, I'm so excited. Like, I'm just so excited for them. Like, I can't wait to see what they're doing. Mike Kenway, lead singer and, you know, mastermind behind In Ghosts, he is out shooting for POD and Sleep Signals on POD's Satellite Tour, where they're playing Satellite in its entirety, POD is, and Mike is shooting for Sleep Signals as well. So I'm super excited because that tour is rolling through the main room at Pierre's on Thursday, next Thursday. So a week from tonight, POD, From Ashes to New, Sleep Signals, and All Good Things are going to be the band All Good Things. But I mean, they're all good things, but they're all going to be ever at Pierre's. And I'm super excited to see the show. I'm super excited to see my boys in From Ashes to New again. I cannot wait. I have VIP to meet them again. This will be like my third time meeting them. This will be my third VIP. I think this is like my fifth time meeting them or something like that. Something silly. But super excited. They just put out a new EP with some new songs and some new covers. And super excited. Light Up the Sky is a banger, and so is the song Enough. I cannot get enough of Enough. But unfortunately, none of those bands are going to be up at Smokestack Brew on Saturday, this coming Saturday. So either, you know, in 2 days from now, or if you're listening to the podcast tomorrow, or if you missed it, I'm sorry you missed it. I mean, that's just the thing that just happened. But we're going to continue moving. We are up to the bigger names on the bill. Super excited to see all three of these bands. Of course, originally, Chalicide was supposed to headline. Chalicide had to pull out because Eric caught COVID. So, of course, they had to, you know, rein everything in. They're going to recover. They'll be back. I absolutely promise, especially because, you know, they're a band that, you know, they need to be out with their fans, especially, you know, after shows, things like that, like, you know, especially with the fan, like with their fan base. Yeah, now they need to be hanging out with them. They can't really do that if their singer could get everybody else sick. So there is that. But in their place, we have Scotty Austin, who has just finished up his stint with Saving Abel as their touring vocalist. Their original lead singer is back with the band, and Scotty is off to do his own thing. And this band, well, not this band coming up, but his band Thrash the Brand will be headlining in Chalicide's place. Super excited. We heard them at the beginning of the show. We're going to hear a little more from them and also from Scotty Austin's time in Saving Abel. This next band, I'm pretty stoked to see what it is. I've heard their name. They've had a little bit of hype leading up to this show, which is super awesome. And you know, I'm super excited to see what happens. But Saturday, so maybe tomorrow if you're listening to the podcast, or if by chance you're listening to this, you know, Friday, you know, like the on demand, I don't know. But regardless, wherever you're listening to, August 21st, Smokestack Brew, Rock the Rescue, we have Thrash the Brand, we have Kingdom Collapse, and we have these guys. This is A War Within, and this is their song, Better Off Dead. I really should have thought about that before playing that, but either way, that is the latest single from A War Within. We are seeing them this Saturday at Rock the Rescue up in Mishawaka at the Smokestack Brew, and super excited. It's got A War Within, which the other two songs were fantastic, let me tell you. But that song again, GFYS. Yeah, GFYS. That's how that... I mean, I have it right in front of me. I can literally just look at it. But anyway, if you don't know what that means, just go back and listen to that chorus, because clearly you turned in, like, just now. Like, just now. Like, right now. So welcome to the show. or you just weren't paying attention to the, you know, dude screaming what that acronym means. Just, it's fine. But anyway, they're gonna be playing up at, like I said, Smokestack Brew for Rock the Rescue. We've been talking about it all day because this is the big teaser show for the actual event. And super excited. I mean, we have a bunch of friends that are playing the show. Kingdom Collapse, who we're going to get to here in just a second. They're at the show. They're going to be playing at the show. And they've been blowing up on satellite radio. They've been kind of been blowing up everywhere, honestly. And, you know, like, I've really been loving what I've been hearing from them, and I'm super excited to see what this looks like live. And yeah, I'm just excited, man. This is gonna be great. So I've been doing the show alone all show, and guess who just walked home?
Is me.
Is my husband. This is the one I've been missing, like, all show. Of course, we had to, this weekend got away from us just a little bit. So, you know, we had to do things a little differently. But there's good things because, you know, we're actually able to do, we figured out how to do this show kind of a little more efficiently on our end. So that should be fun. But anyway, moving on, though, I've been talking about them because, you know, they're going to be up at Smokestack Brew with Scotty Austin and Thrash the Brand. Of course, they had to replace Shallow Side, which I think I've been saying this every single break, but, you know, be careful, obviously, be respectful, please, of people and venues and places and things. You know, with the whole Delta variant thing, this is very much a revolving situation.
This is very much not a time to listen to A Day to Remember. Do not disrespect your surroundings.
This is, however, a perfect time to listen to the A Day to Remember meme, which is disinfect your surroundings. Do you just want to, like, kind of get in on this since you're here?
I was gonna go take a shower.
Oh, well, that too. Okay, but anyway, moving on again. Rock the Rescue this Saturday. If you're listening to the radio show, if you're listening to the podcast, hopefully you listened to it when it, you know, actually dropped, because if you're listening to the podcast when it dropped at noon on Friday, which means that tomorrow is Rock the Rescue. So if you're not listening to it on Friday when it drops, there's a good chance you probably missed it or are currently missing it. That is a thing that you could be doing right now, is currently missing Rock the Rescue, which is a travesty unless you're seeing Ra, because, you know, of all dates, Ra books Pierre's. They book it on the day that we're not going to be able to go. I'm not salty, even sort of. But on the bright side, Ra benefits Ra. Rock the Rescue benefits local animal shelters, and honestly, that wins my hearts every time, because, I mean, how can you not support, you know, taking care of animals who need good homes? And I wish I could give an animal a home. I do. I have an animal, and I give her a great home. And she's old and senile now, so she's kind of like whatever about it. But, you know, it is a thing that exists. So, like, it's not that I can't give an animal a home, it's just she won't let me. And that's what happens when you bring a queen into your home. This is life advice with Austin Wired now on Nobody's Asking on WELT. Anyway, I was mostly filling time because, again, I've been super excited for this little trio of songs, because these guys are definitely, with Shallow Side having to drop out, I am super excited for these guys. This is a band called Kingdom Collapse. Like I said earlier, they are blowing up currently on satellite radio. They're getting some FM radio airplay, and this is their song Uprise on WELT. We will be right back. Kingdom Collapse, Unbreakable, and that song itself has been just breaking everything. It has been just up there. Super excited. I've been like, hey, that song's just been, every single time I hear it, it's just been, man. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I think you do. And they're going to be up at Rock the Rescue up at Smokestack Brew in Mishawaka, Indiana. 20 bands this Saturday up at Rock the Rescue. This is going to be huge. I'm super excited to see how it all comes together. The Music for a Cause, which is, you know, the organization that's putting it on. They took a massive undertaking, and I'm super excited to see it come together. I'm very much, I'm excited, you know? Like, like, just, you know? But, yeah, so we got Kingdom Collapse. We have A War Within, who we were just listening to a little bit ago. Last hour, we were listening to Normandy, who's going to be in town tomorrow night at Carl's Tavern before going up to Rock the Rescue on Saturday. Lions of Loyalty, another band that's going to be here tomorrow night. 6 Feet to Salvation, they're going to be here tomorrow night. All three of those bands are going to be up at Rock the Rescue for this big event, and I seriously couldn't think of a better time. I couldn't think of a better way. There we go, to spend you know, a late August Saturday. Like, I'm super pumped. This is gonna be such a good time, especially with, you know, those three songs that you just heard from Kingdom Collapse. One of which being a pretty badass cover, if I do say so myself, of Saliva. They were here last week, or no? I apologize. They're here tonight. So if you missed them, you missed them. I'm sorry. They were also here with Buck Cherry, and yeah, I Buck Cherry's great, but I can only take so many songs about pussy and cocaine. So I'm gonna have to go back and edit that out, but that's fine. Take a sip of my Truly's. Anyway, not an ad. They're decent. I like it. I don't know if I'd spend money on it, but you know, there's that. Anyway, headlining Rock the Rescue. I've been saying it all show. Shallow Side was supposed to headline, and then we found out earlier this week that their singer Eric has indeed come down with COVID. So, of course, in the interest of everybody involved, Eric is quarantining. Heath is quarantining because we're pretty sure that mystical beast has probably, you know, come close. So, you know, there's the risk factor involved there. So they are quarantining for, you know, the next 2 weeks just to make sure everything is, you know, kosher, and then they'll get right back on it. They're going to be also playing at Normandy's album release show October 9th down in Indy. So if you enjoyed the Normandy that we played last hour, highly recommend checking that out if that is a thing in your area or that is a thing that you would like to drive to. It's sure to be a good time. Normandy, of course, I mean, you know, I'm super excited for this record to come out. Like, the few songs that that they've put out in advance for this album, like, they've been pretty good, so I'm excited to see where that album goes. Moving forward, though, like I said, headlining was supposed to be Shallow Side. Obviously, Shallow Side had to bow down. So, in their place, we have a band whose singer used to be the touring singer for a band called Saving Abel. And if you haven't been listening to the show, or if you haven't been following rock news, Saving Abel's lead singer is now back with the band. So that leaves Scotty Austin to be a free agent, and he's going back to work with this band. They put out this record, which is their self-titled record. They put that record out in 2013, and so I'm excited to see where they go from here. But I listened to the record the other day, and I'm pretty excited. You know, I'd say it's definitely a comparable headlining choice for Shallow Side, who, I mean, you know, Shallow Side is Shallow Side. I don't know if you've ever seen or listened to Shallow Side, but yeah, it's going to be a good time. But yeah, this band is called Thrash the Brand, and it's a three-piece featuring Scotty Austin, who used to be the touring singer for Saving Abel. They're going to be headlining tomorrow night, or not tomorrow night, but Saturday night at Mishawaka, at Smokestack Brew in Mishawaka. Got there. And this song is called Larry and the Blue Dog on Nobody's Asking WELT. Saving Abel, Addicted. I know that, you know, it's obviously Scotty Austin that's going to be playing Rock the Rescue instead of Saving Abel, but he did do the stint with Saving Abel for quite a while, you know, the entire time that their old singer has been gone. But the old singer is back there working on new music. And before that, we heard 15 Minutes of Fame, the one song that Saving Abel did do with Scotty Austin on official vocals. And as far as I'm aware, they never played it. At least they've never seen them play it. But we are at the end of the show Saturday. This coming Saturday at Smokestack Brew in Mishawaka, Rock the Rescue. It is benefiting animal shelters in the local area. And also, you have some kick-ass bands. You have 20 bands all in one day. It starts at noon, ends way later than that. And it's going to be a good time. You have Kingdom Collapse, who, again, they're on the rise. They're doing fantastic. You have A War Within, which is, they're super dope. Lions of Loyalty, who they're going to be here tomorrow night in New Haven over at Carl's Tavern, along with Normandy, who's also going to be at Smokestack Brew on Saturday. Then you have 6 Feet to Salvation, also going to be at at Smokestack for Rock the Rescue. It's going to be a good time. Like, this weekend's going to be pretty awesome. And, you know, and I'm sitting here trying to tell you about it. So it's super cool. Hit up Facebook, Nobody's Asking WELT, same with Instagram, and then Twitter's Nobody Asked WELT. Hit us up if you need any more details about either show. And yeah, thank you so much for hanging. I would ask about final words, but I'm the only one doing this. I know Scotty was just here, but he's gone now. So, ooh, excuse me, I just did that right into the mic, and I'm so sorry. But anyway, thank you for hanging out with me. Next week, we will be back to the full, just whatever it is that we do for the podcast and also for the radio show. And I'm sure we'll be talking about our experiences at Rock the Rescue. And then, of course, next Thursday, we also have the big POD show. They're playing Satellite in its entirety. They're also bringing my friends in From Ashes to New. Super excited to see and meet those guys again. Also, my friends in Sleep Signals, who our boy, Mike Kenway from In Ghosts, who's going to be putting out a song here really, really soon. Hopefully, maybe, possibly. They're also going to be at the show. And then a new band called All Good Things, who they're blowing up a little bit on satellite radio. So that'll be super cool to see. Yeah, taking us out tonight, the headliner, you know, the man that you were just listening to, Scotty Austin, his band Thrash the Brand. This song is called Sick, and we'll see you next week if I don't see you at Rock the Rescue up in Mishawaka at the Smokestack Brew. Have a great night.